Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I'm your host, Monique J. And as I stated last episode, Miss Bridget was such a great guest. We had to have her stick around because we needed to do a part two. I've always talked about, and we kind of all deal with the issue. Well, for me, not everybody, but I'm sure me and Bridget being women who have businesses, who take care of our businesses and who take care of our families and do the different things on our own, we're labeled as the strong black woman. And I wanted in this episode to kind of deal with that strong black woman complex, wonder or figure out if it's a compliment or if it's a tear down. So on this episode, we're dealing with strong black woman. We're bringing back my special guest, Miss Bridget Battles, for part two. So make sure you get your notebooks, you get your glass of wine or your drink of choice, and come back for the weekly wind down. To the weekly wind down, our strong black woman episode. Now, if you watch part one, you know that Miss Bridget shared with us that she is, if we had to put a title on it, she's a lesbian black woman. I'm a heterosexual black woman, but we both are strong black women.
Yes.
So I kind of wanted us to have discussion on what that looks like from your side, what it looks like from my side. Do you have the same kind of issues that I would say I know I have? Because when you walk in the door, if you look like you know who you are, you know what you want, people automatically get intimidated by you.
Yes.
If you don't let people walk over you and you speak up for yourself, then you got an attitude. You all are too strong. And then a lot of times, I know for me, the type of men that I would probably want, because I'm not going to let them pull the wool over my eyes, play games, or treat me anything less than what I am, I don't generally get, because they're saying I'm too strong for my own good. So what is your experience in that area?
Very similar.
Okay.
Professionally, same thing. Whenever you walk into a room and you're confident, secure, knowledgeable, educated, you don't walk in with your shoulders bent down and your head down, and you make sure you sit at the table with everyone else, not outside the outer circle of the table. When you position yourself, it's, oh, who is she? She thinks she's all of that.
Yeah.
Who are you? And the sad reality is we have to prove ourselves every time we step out of our front door. Mm-hmm. So we have to be on stage. We have to walk in with this air of confidence. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we won't be invited to sit at the table.
Exactly.
So it's a good and a bad. I find that Caucasian men seem to accept me more than African American men. My power, my strength. Mm-hmm. They compliment me more.
Well, I'm gonna say my theory behind that, because you're right.
Okay.
They generally champion us more in our natural state, with our natural hair, with our, you know, us looking more like sisters for real than black men do. But my logic behind that is because they always have. 400 years ago, why did they sneak down into the slave quarters? Because they wanted that, and it was that, as well as they watched her feed her family, pick that cotton, come in that house, cook and clean for their family, as well as feed their children.
They had babies.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then
raise babies.
Exactly. And so that's what they wanted. Mm-hmm. At that time, they had to get it in a different way, but now they can freely champion and cheer for that. And but the difference in why our men may not look at it in that same way is because for them, in that time, 400 years ago, they couldn't protect their woman.
Mm.
They couldn't protect her for her strength. They couldn't do what a man would generally do, because they didn't have any power. So they had to look at that in a negative light, I think, and then aspire to the woman who didn't have to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted Massa's wife, just like Massa wanted theirs.
Wow.
And so looking at what you have, you can't look at it as something of value if somebody's taking it from you.
Yeah.
And I think that even though it's 400 years later, it's still affecting their thought process of how they view black women.
Wow.
As well as it affects the white man's, you know,
because I've had African American males tell me, you just too strong. Mm-hmm. You won't let a man do anything for you. And that's not the case at all. It's mm-hmm. that I want someone to do for me without me having to ask. Mm-hmm. And quite often I deal with men who want you to ask.
So is this in relationship wise, or is this in just work in, or in... Because work. We know we started out the top of the show saying lesbian, but if they missed part one, they need to go back and watch it because you say it.
So work, professionally, but even men who I enjoy the company of.
Yeah, because you said personally, you're attracted to them.
Before it can even get to another level, it's mm-hmm. it's about, you know, picking me apart for what I'm either not doing or doing too much of. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, the one thing I hear all the time is you won't allow a man to be a man. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean?
But you shouldn't. You
what does that mean? I never
somebody.
Understood what that meant, to allow someone to be who they are, or a man to be a man. If you're going to be who you are, be who you are. Yeah. Let me be who I am. Let's compliment each other. Yeah. So I never understood what that meant. Or you know, you talk like a man, or you cuss like a man, or you act like a man. Yeah. You know, what does that mean?
But you said in part one that you grew up with two brothers.
Right.
I grew up under four brothers who are all older than me. So you had to be tough. You had, and because they wanted you to be tough. They taught you to be tough so that you could be able to stick up and stand up for yourself. I think that they want to do the things that they're saying they want to do, but they want the person to need it.
Okay.
And I think that when they know mentally that you don't need it, it's telling them that you don't want it, and that you're trying to be too strong, as opposed to just like a woman who couldn't do it for herself. They would come in the door giving her or doing whatever that is. They need to try to do the exact same thing for the woman that they figure can figure it out for themselves, but they don't do that. They're, you know, a lot of them aren't willing to do that or see that. Or I also believe that a lot of times it's just that they need their ego stroked.
Yeah. Wow.
And they know that a woman who can figure it out and do it for herself or has been, I'm not saying she won't stroke an ego, because I'm all for, I love a strong, and I'm just going to say black man. I love it. But he has to be strong enough that he's not intimidated by my strength.
Exactly.
And that's the difference. Now, in dating women, and of course, if it's okay, we speak candidly. I know we talked about one of my episodes where I had one of my Team Weekly Wind Down members on the show, actually my cinematographer. We were talking about roles.
Okay.
And so, you know, people always had that question when it's, and in mind, you know, if it's a heterosexual relationship,
it's,
you know, you got the woman and the man. And so the woman plays this role. So generally in a relationship, when you're in one with a woman, what role, or do you take on a role, or do you go back and forth, or how does that go?
Well, every relationship has its own, I guess, rules that they play by.
Okay.
Again, that's why I'm single, because my rules are different.
Okay.
I don't believe in roles. I just believe in just doing you. So, you know, one day I could be Tarzan, king of the jungle.
All right, then.
And the next day I might want to be Jane.
Okay.
It's not being confident in who you are. Because to me, you don't have to play a role. Like, if the trash needs to be taken out and you're available, take out the trash.
Okay.
It's not a man's job or a woman's job. It just needs to be done.
Yeah. And
grocery shopping.
In that episode, I said it's the man's job. Now, will I do it? Yes. But if I got a man, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't taking it.
Look, if
the
I got, if
it's
I,
my
if I had
job
a mate
right now.
that wanted to cook dinner and, you know, do laundry, I would have no problem cutting the grass, changing the oil. It's just, for me, it's just about when you see a thing that needs to be done, you just do it. It shouldn't matter who.
Oh, okay. So do you...
Now, in the bedroom, we do have roles.
You do. So it's okay. It's place. So we got role rules, y'all. You understand that? Ain't no rules in the kitchen or the living room, but it's
in
roles
the
in the bedroom. Okay.
Yes.
So that being said, do you choose more feminine women who are lesbian, or do you, are you? Because I'm just
cute. I love women.
Okay,
not a woman that looks like a man or a woman that acts like a man. I love a woman.
Okay, and do you? Because I've had, me being the tomboy, pretty tomboy that I am, I've had lesbian women come after me, even though they know, and I've said clear as day, I'm heterosexual. I ain't confused, curious, or none of that. So I'm going to ask you that. Do you but they said they've turned women before. Do you try to turn women, or do you, if they say they're heterosexual, will you just still try, or do you say, oh, okay, and respect that, and then look for somebody who, what are you, what is
since
you?
Since we're being honest, I'm 45 now.
Okay.
Between the ages
of. You look no 45.
Yes, Lord.
Get black, don't crack, y'all. Okay.
Between the ages of 27 and 33-ish, 34, okay. Yeah, I would go after a heterosexual woman to try to flip her.
Oh, look at you.
Because I was young and dumb. It wasn't until I went through life and
what was, honey,
you can't flip something. I don't want to be flipped now.
But was that like a challenge kind of thing? Because you're just a competitive person?
No, I was just attracted to
it. Oh, because you like really feminine. Oh, yeah.
And
okay,
most films are heterosexual, or they're married, or they have boyfriends. So I was attracted to her.
Okay.
And I was disrespectful. Didn't care if she had a boyfriend or a husband. Didn't care. Karma's life comes back around. Be careful with karma now.
Oh my goodness.
But for me, it wasn't a challenge or anything. I just wanted it, and I always got what I wanted.
Okay.
But as I grew through life and went through things, so for me, I don't date heterosexual women. I don't date married women anymore. Right. I don't, because for one thing, I don't believe in flipping.
Okay. No,
I believe that people will try things, but you
especially
can try it.
Especially in 2018.
Yes, you can try it, but it doesn't mean that you want to stick with it.
Okay.
So to me, flipping is, okay, I turned you out. You no more Peter Popper, no more.
Okay.
But if you're curious, that's, you know, comes and goes, or you just want to try something different. Different doesn't always mean better.
Right.
Just different.
Okay.
And I've learned that there's heartache when it comes to that. Because, see, you're approaching me as I'm curious. I'm approaching you as I want a relationship.
Right.
So somebody's going to get hurt.
So I'm being fair when I clearly say to my, because I have friends, you know, that are heterosexual, homosexual, bi. But when I say, look, I love you. I ain't trying to, you know, change you into being, but understand I know exactly what I like. I know exactly what I want, and I'm not curious at all. Then that, if they still try, then they being disrespectful.
That's not a friend to
me. Right.
You.
Okay.
And I've learned that that's not being a friend.
Okay.
That's not being a friend at all. Because I want you to respect my life and my life choices. I have to do the same for you.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So in that, so then I guess if you like films,
don't get me in trouble.
If you like, no, you ain't.
Okay.
If you like films, then they don't have a problem with you being strong.
Oh, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay.
They love, they have their cake, ice cream, and
they like
sherbet on the side.
All right.
But you got everything.
Girl, I'm sure this conversation. They got people.
Plus, y'all, I'm a good cover. So think about it. When you take that in public, you know, if you
want
to be with a woman, but you don't want anybody to know you're with a woman, I'm a good cover.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because I'm just going to talk about, you know, when we used to be hanging out, I used to have so many guys come and ask me. And
I need a drink on
yes,
that.
Yes. Ask me,
you
like,
me back.
You know, you was with your significant other, and they like, Monique, I know what you're saying. I know you're saying, but no, because you out together. Obviously, I didn't know if you wanted people to know or didn't, but they were so confused. Them poor men thought both of y'all was so fine, and they, no, I promise, I got a shot. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't think you do, but you know, hey, you know, it's funny that you say that. But what's crazy and great now, because of course everybody, especially men. But that's the thing about men with me. But you know what? We're gonna take a break.
Okay,
we're gonna come back to that. I gotta remember what I was gonna say about
men
that.
Turning out goes the other way too.
Yeah, and them being okay.
Right.
One thing, but
right.
Then, okay, so I'm gonna tell you about something that I brought up with one of my exes before. But we're gonna come back. Y'all see this conversation getting heated. I always say she in the hot seat. This hot, both seats hot today. So y'all make sure that you go ahead, flip to the next page, fill up your drink, come back for the weekly wind down. Welcome back to your weekly wind down. We're going to jump right back in because I had a good question, a good topic I was about to bring up. So we're getting right into it. I hope y'all ready. So as I was going to say, these men, we were speaking, on the two women being together and this and that, and how it's so okay. Mm-hmm. For the man, it's no problem if you want to be. Well, it's no problem if you want to be with another woman as long as he's there. So is that okay? So tell me what you think about that, first of all.
Wow.
Why is it okay then?
I don't think it's okay. I should say this. What couples decide to do in their relationship is okay with them.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with
right. This is our opinion. We say that all the time. It ain't for everybody.
My opinion, though.
You got the rapping on that one.
My.
Okay.
It cannot be a double standard for me.
Okay.
And that goes back to honesty. Because truth be told, if you're okay with her with another woman while you're there, then you should be okay with her with another woman. You aren't there. What's the difference?
Because they're afraid that she's going to end up not wanting him no longer.
So he's not being honest with himself or her. Mm-hmm. Because really, he says, I want this.
But it's all
about
him.
Do you really want that?
Well, that's because he's looking for his fulfillment and how that, it's so funny.
That's going to be an issue on down the line. It might be okay for, a couple of months or whatever, but it's going to be an issue eventually.
Especially if they keep the same woman. Now,
correct.
If they keep flipping.
Because then you get attached, and women get attached to each other easily.
And women are emotional beings, and we are looking for emotional connection. And a lot of times, that's where the male-female relationship lacks, because men are not soft. That's why we want them.
Right.
And a lot of times, they don't get us emotionally. So now you keep bringing the same woman around, and then she already got the little bit of the masculinity behind her, and then she understands what you're going through, and she can be more compassionate.
She can go to the store and buy some equipment.
Exactly. Well, I just have to bring this up. I was dating this guy, and of course, like all men, they want a threesome.
Okay.
Y'all told y'all we real talk here. So he was bringing up a threesome. He understands my point of view on, homosexuality for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fine for anybody else. Mm-hmm. He kept on, no, but it's not. You see, I said, how about this? I'll consider a threesome with another woman if you consider a threesome.
Right.
With another man. But now, let me explain to you. He was off. First, he was just like, that's kind of like running a train. No, I want both of y'all.
Correct.
Just like you want the two women to
correct.
Do. I want both of y'all to be. He was, no, I'm not gay. I said, I just said neither am I.
Right.
So what's the difference? And I said, so when we can agree that you're willing to give me what I'm asking for, then maybe I'll think about giving you. You need to know this is about 13 years ago.
Never brought it up again.
He never brought it up again. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
They say
it's more natural for two women to be together than it is two men. But then when a woman is with another woman that she doesn't want to be with you, then she's all kind of B's and H's and whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't understand.
It really messes with their ego.
Interesting.
It's weird, of course. I'm going to, maybe because we have a little bit before the season of the show is also, maybe I'll get me another male guest on and we can kind of bring those to, because we didn't talk on those topics then.
I guess it's maybe nothing's no different than if a man has a mistress, he cheats, his ego is crushed more when his woman cheats with a man, because it's like, you giving somebody else my...
Yeah, and he won't give her a second chance, because he's always going to be picturing her with this other person, but he can come and beg and say, I'm not going to do it no more. It was just, I was mad, or it wasn't nothing. It was just sex, and then the women, how many times do we take them back, believing it, but they ain't going to take us back.
But so that's my question. Are we strong black women because we can not forget, but we can forgive and move forward? Whether, as opposed to men who tend to hang on, whether you are infidelity with another woman or a man, they cannot let that go. But we tend to forgive and move forward. We never forget.
Oh, no.
Like Mama Lane said, don't ever forget.
No.
But we know how to move forward. So we are really strong women for being able to love like that, because that's not easy to do.
Yeah, and I think that, unfortunately, being strong.
Or are we weak?
Well, when I forgive and keep going. Like, I'll be honest, I haven't totally caught anybody cheating. I have caught, but I know I wouldn't.
Okay.
When I go, I always say I got the gift of goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
When I walk out the door, it's over. We still friends. We've been friends to this day, and I think that bothers them as well, because when we see each other, I'm not at all desiring them like they think. Because, you know, men, they believe they're the greatest of all times. They're the best, you know. So speaking of that, do you have, with dealing with women, do they act like that
yes.
too?
Yes.
Like, they just know when you see them, you're going to be like, want them again.
Especially straight women.
Oh, okay. That's what.
And the crazy thing is, heterosexual women, they play really crazy games with men. And I'm thinking, why would you play a game with another woman that you play with a man? Because we know the same game.
And we cats.
We know the same game. So why even go? But
do you mind giving me an example? One example of a game?
You go out on a date, and then, you know, what's the ghost texting, where you text them the next day, and then you don't hear from them like 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they ignore, they put you on ignore, play hard to get.
Oh, okay. You women know, do that to women, too.
Yes.
All right.
And then when you play the game back, because of course you're a woman, you know what game they're playing, you play it back, then they'll call and text. It's like, why are we playing games?
Because actually me and a friend of mine had that discussion that unfortunately in relationships, you cannot just be honest and do what you want to do. You gotta, if I meet somebody and I like him and I feel like I want to, you know, go on date 2, date 3 or whatever with him, if I act like that, if I'm too easy when he called next time, then he ain't gonna look at it as a challenge, which means he may not call back again after that. So I have to act like I'm too busy. And it's all in relationships, period, because most people like the thrill of the chase. You cannot just do what you feel comfortable with. You have to keep acting like you're not into somebody. Because I'm sure it's times you've met somebody and in that first conversation or that first date, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm really digging this person. And right now I'm single. I'm not really dating anybody else. They keep going like this. I'm only going to be dating them. But you feel like that, but you can't act like that.
Okay.
Because if you act like that, they're going to think, what's wrong with you? Are you too desperate? Are you too, you know, why you don't have nobody else? But it's like you said, you're 45, I'm 48. Game plan is over.
Exactly.
I know what I want.
I
meet you and you kind of looking like it, now we know, we just talked about representative. They might be their representative. But if your representative is somebody that I want to represent you again later, then I feel that I should be able to let you know that, you know, just, hey, I'm feeling you. You know, if I want to talk to you and I ain't doing nothing, why I got to play and not answer the phone? Because then I don't want you to think that I'm really right here. Wait, it's just like too much.
It is too much.
And women do that same.
I think it's probably worse because.
Because you're alike in a sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And it's worse because I'm trying to figure out which game it is you're playing, but I know you're playing a game.
Okay.
I just don't know which one it is. And that's exhausting. And all you want to do is just be happy.
Yeah. But you I guess it's a time frame that you got to invest. And then the thing, see, to go back to the strong black woman side of thing, when you're a strong woman and you know what you just ain't got time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like this.
Yeah.
I don't have time for all of that.
Look,
how do you not miss out on a blessing or opportunity because as a strong black woman,
you
I'm not gonna play
away.
Games,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not gonna, you know, continue to just say, okay, well, let's just do the status quo. I got plans to keep moving forward.
I think that it's an opportunity that you're not supposed to have.
Right.
Because, and I know people, and I know people in relationships that I'm sure nothing is perfect because we're all human beings, especially as women. We have periods of time when we just don't even know who the heck we are each month, you know, where we are all over the place. So I'm sure nothing is perfect, but I do know people who are in relationships and who feel like that is their soulmate. That is their best friend. That is somebody that they enjoy going places with and going out with. They're looking forward to coming home and all that. So I believe that when it's that person for you, strong or not, For one, they're going to love you because they were made especially for you. I believe that God is shaping and molding a person especially for me, and I'm sure he's doing the same thing for you. So when you know that, you don't feel the need to force something. I think we were talking before. I said, that what's that song? Mm-hmm. If it don't fit, don't force it.
Yep.
Just relax and bye. So, but we're going to come back for our final segment of this episode. Again, I want to thank you. This is a good part two.
Yes.
I knew it was needed because we kind of jump, and I'm sure people were watching and really wanted me and us to kind of delve more since we are open because we're real women having real conversation for hopefully real growth. So grab your glass of wine or go fill your glass of wine back up and come back for the next segment and the final segment of the Weekly Wind Down. Weekly Wind Down. I'm your host, Monique J, with my special guest, Miss Bridget Battles. If you all missed the first two segments, I feel sorry for you. You need to definitely make sure you watch them because we have been having some great, great, great conversation on the Strong Black Woman Complex. Or I want to call it complex topic, curse, whatever you people may want to call it. But we've just kind of been talking, having good conversation and just letting it flow. In this final segment, I wanted to deal with how being a strong black woman affects your finances, how it affects how people view you. And what I mean by that is, you know, like, I don't walk around with a frown. Mm-hmm. Even if my bank account ain't right, because I'm strong, I don't carry my problems on my face or on my shoulders. And that being the fact, a lot of times it makes people think that your life is perfect. Mm-hmm. Everything is right. Everything is fine. But at the same time, I think I call it a curse in a sense, because you do know that you are going through whatever it is you may be going through. Mm-hmm. You know that you don't have enough money to do this. You know that your credit cards are late. You're walking around making sure that you hold the face of a strong black woman, mm-hmm. but you really question, you know, yourself, or you're really feeling bad or worried on the inside. We talked in part one about, you know, just mental health issues and how people hiding who they are in regards to sexuality and things mm-hmm. like that can lead to mental health issues. I think that it can lead to mental health mm-hmm. issues in trying to maintain the strong black woman image when you aren't honest. But should you yeah. let people know? You having a hard time? I mean, I'm not sure. What do you think you should do?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that, because part of my growth for the last 2.5-3 years mm-hmm. is being okay with asking for help.
Okay.
Because having been a strong black woman and being a strong black woman, having been raised as the kind of woman that you don't ask for help, you can do everything on your own. Mm-hmm. You can take everything on your own. If you need help, you go figure it out yourself yeah. and you work it out yourself. I was told that crying was a sign of weakness mm-hmm. and asking for help was a sign of weakness. So I'm still learning and growing on how to ask for help, and I'm learning that it's okay. Mm-hmm. The more I ask for help, the more people see who I really am. And they don't put me on this pedestal and this, well, she's perfect. And so I had to feel like I am perfect because they put me up there. You know, I feel stronger now as a black woman because I can ask for help.
Okay. So you find strength in showing your weaknesses.
My weaknesses.
And now
I'm actually letting my guard down now.
And I totally agree. I think that's a good thing as well. I think that we do, a lot of us strong black women have a problem with that because we're not really sure who's cheering for us to win.
Correct.
And who's cheering for us to lose. And there's been times or experiences where I know for myself where I have shared with, mm-hmm. with people that right now, girl, I don't really have no money. Or right now, you know, I got a cutoff notice for my lights. And then I'll hear down the grapevine that they're somewhere talking, yeah, why she this and this, this and that, you know, but she can't pay this or she can't do that. So it's like you say, okay, well, I shouldn't have shared that, you know, and then now you're trying to, you're being strong by holding in the issues that you're going through and having. And while you're being strong on the outside, you're crushing yourself on the inside, and then that brings on stress. We know stress.
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure, adrenal. I've been looking into that, adrenal fatigue, and how a lot of the things and where our stress goes to that, and then could lead to, we know stress is the key problem or key source of a lot of health issues. You know, so what do you think, or do you agree that, you know, that strong black woman, not just physical health, but mental, you know, mental health as well.
I agree. When you mentioned earlier about your circles, you know, choosing your circles or step outside your circle, choosing who you share your weaknesses with, you have to be very strategic. So that's why I've changed my circles as I've grown. The people I used to fool with and share my secrets and share my weaknesses, I learned down the line I can't do that with you. So I had to change my
circles.
But having to keep all that in did cause me a lot of high blood pressure, anxiety, stomach issues, not eating, losing weight, all because you were trying to be that strong black woman, believing I had to do everything on my own because that's how I was raised. That's what society says. You know, our shoulders are strong because we're made to carry everything.
On top of walking outside and sometimes not sure if you can let it be your complete self and let people know, well, how would they may take if they know I, you know, I'm lesbian. They know I'm smart. They know I'm strong. But, oh, my God, if I add this on.
It's so none of that matters. All they're going to see is, oh, because that happens to me all the time. You know, I keep to myself. And I'm strong for everyone else. But the minute I step out and say, hey, I need a little help. Oh, that's because you're this and that. Going to hell, you're this and that.
Yep.
Get your life right. Okay, where's my support?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to be a strong black woman and let your guard down and seem vulnerable and allow yourself to be vulnerable. You know, it's
without being looked at in a negative way.
Right. Some negativity.
I always say on my Facebook page, I always share and I always say, check on your strong friend.
Okay.
Be sure to always check on your strong friend because the strongest soldiers need help or break down in war as well. And I have to say that because I found just in my life and me kind of always being the one that the strong friend. And the person that everybody comes to for everything and thinks that they have it all together, that when I had a moment of weakness, like when I was fighting cancer, I had maybe three people who were there offering to help me and offering, you know, because my daughter was only 1 year old at the time. So she needed her hair. I still had to work because I was an entrepreneur. And literally only three people out of hundreds, I would even say just 50 people in my immediate who always called me, always needed me for something. If it wasn't for professional advice, to just be an ear, to be supportive. And it was like as if I, in their mind, I didn't have cancer. Oh, I had it, but she's strong. She getting up every day. She going to work. She look fine. They not understanding.
Yeah, she doesn't look sick.
Being strong is the only option that I have at this moment because I do have three children. I have a mother who's fighting cancer at the same time. I am self-employed, so I have to do what I have to do. But if I'm somebody who has always been there for you, why would you think somebody who is battling cancer, have three children, under the age of 17, one year old, whose mother, she's her only child who's battling, why wouldn't you think that person needs you to come possibly cook food for the kids or come comb the daughter's hair. She's taking chemotherapy. She's taking radiation. And I realize that's because, in a sense, being strong was a curse for me because it made people think that she's going to be all right.
Do you ever get, because I have people that will ask things of me or ask me to attend things, and I very rarely say no. But when I do say no, you know, I hear about it, and it's like, don't you know that if I truly could, I would, because I have? If I cannot now, I just cannot.
And
it's like, why is that it should be okay. You should say, you know what, sis, that's okay.
Well, that's because you are strong and we've been strong. And being strong, you make yourself do things that you don't feel like doing. Mm. If you, especially being a business person, if you're a business person, you know that your business is going to grow from the support of others. So you're thinking, let me make sure that I support these people because I hope, you know, eventually maybe I may need them to support, but you can't, you get what you put out. So you don't want to ask somebody for something that you're not willing to give.
Right.
What I realized in my strength, because I was saying I was strong, but I was really, I felt like I wasn't strong where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I was doing a lot of things for other people. I was doing a lot of things based on what would make other people happy. And it wasn't until literally that battle with cancer and then just some of these years where I realized you're breaking your neck going to every party, breaking your neck going to every event, breaking your neck answering the phone every time for these people who are not and have proved that they're not going to do the same for you. So once I saw that, I figured strength is recognizing who you should be strong for.
Okay.
And not trying to be and give that strength to everybody. Or if I'm going to make myself do something, I don't feel like now I do it. That's why I have a nonprofit. I do it for children. Mm-hmm. Because children are straight out. They don't have ulterior motives.
Right.
A lot of times adults, that's especially when you're dealing with women.
Right.
A lot of times there's a motive behind why they're in relationship or friendship with you. And so, yeah, I'm strong. I'm strong and I'm saying no. I can't come. I can't be there. And because for my health, for my sanity, because I know that I am dealing with these other things that I'm dealing with and then trying to deal with them, be everywhere. It's just a hard thing to do. So I think that we have to figure out where or accept that there's nothing wrong with being considered a strong Black woman. But a lot of times your strength is showing and being aware of your weaknesses. Like you said, ask for help when help is needed and knowing for sure who you can share those weaknesses with. And if you have people in your circle that you can't share with your weaknesses with, they shouldn't be in your circle.
See, you said that.
We said on another episode, I always like this quote that I say, everybody doesn't deserve to sit in the front row of the theater of your life.
Right.
And that is when you figure that out and who that is. For one, you have a lot less people to tend to. And then you being strong, you're not worn out because you're trying to take care of all your stuff and trying to help everybody else stuff. Well, Bridget, I want to thank you so much for being willing to join me for part one and part two. I know that our conversation has help somebody if they're willing to be honest with themselves. I definitely want to make sure that if you are someone who is dealing with any of these issues that we spoke about, especially when you're walking around feeling uncomfortable in your own skin, nobody can tell you who you are when you know who you are. Nobody should tell you who you should be. You should, first of all, God created you as you are for whatever reason that was. If he created you, he loves you regardless. And so you have to accept that. And if you have anybody in your life telling you otherwise, and I don't care who it is, it could be family members, it could be friends, you have to, good people in your life who accept you as is, lift you up, cheer for you, praise you, and allow you to be who you are. If you don't have somebody like that in your life, there are all types of, we're going to have them at the end of the show, credits for suicide prevention, information on therapists or how to contact a therapy hotline. There are even therapists that work just over the phone. Myself, I am a life coach. There's going to be people that you can reach out to so that we want to make sure that the strong Black woman is literally strong from all aspects and not just what she looks like on the surface. Yeah. So again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Weekly Wind Down. We're going to wrap up the show with the Monique J Thought. So get your pens and your papers out. Be ready to come back. And at the end of the show, we're going to give you that Monique J Thought. Thanks for watching The Weekly Wind Down. Welcome back to The Weekly Wind Down. And as promised, here's your Monique J Thought for today. So this is speaking on goals. There is no such thing as a limited visionary. The only limits that you have are the ones that you place on yourself. act accordingly. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Weekly Wind Down, streaming on all Roku devices exclusively on the For All Women of Color Network. I'm your host, Monique J, and we'll see you next time on the Weekly Wind Down.